I both overthink this and underthink this as a rule.
I feel like that was like a weird anatomy flex that just happened there, because you said a lot of words that I don't know, and like I now feel lesser, is all I'm saying. Hey everybody.
Wussy ass clap. This is Kendrick here.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
We did it!
We were talking about dragons.
Dragons!
And we're the Wonder Twins.
Classifying dragons.
I should have sent this to you and not recorded my clicky clicks because my mouse is very clicky clicky, but you just get to hear this because there was the one I just sent y'all, and then there's a better one. And ooh, I have problems with this.
A better what?
A better diagram of dragons. Look in the
oh yeah, because we were talking about dragons before we got on, yeah. Right?
Yes.
So Joe and I are somewhat hopelessly addicted to MMOs from time to time.
Yeah.
And he was talking about getting back into World of Warcraft. And apparently if you get the Heroic Edition? Or a Special Edition, right?
It's the Heroic Edition. You get the Ensorcelled Everworm Flying Mount. Which is an amazing word.
W-Y-R-M.
Hmm. Yeah. And it looks like a W-O-R-M worm.
Yes.
Which is why I had to send this out. And
yeah, I'm looking at this now. I don't
know about this.
So, on the first... Okay, there was two...
What is this? Can you talk about what this is for the people listening?
So, there were two pictures. The first one was four types of... Draco familial? I don't fucking know.
Dragon
types. Dragon types. Versus dragon as a taxonomical construct. Okay, those are some words. You fucking figure them out. I'll post them in the fucking thing. I'm not invested enough to be able to say. Like,
if you're listening to this, look at the image now.
Yeah, the first image, not the second image. The black and white one. It's got four categories of large, scaly motherfucker. We've got drakes, quiverns, worms, and dragons. Drakes are quadrupedal lizard creatures that are large and may or may not breathe fire. I don't remember. Wyverns are bipedal winged creatures that would match a body composition not unfamiliar to like a bird or pterodactyl. Two wings, two legs, tail, mouthy, beaky thing.
Face.
Yeah, they typically use their like their front wing, their wings to walk on too. Like they can like land in. They're like the ones from Rain of Fire. Yeah. Rain of Fire dragons.
Not much though.
Rain of Fire dragons are wyverns.
Yeah, they are mean, and they will walk, and they will jump, and they will fly a bit, and then they'll fuck you up. And then we've got a worm, W-Y-R-M, which in this particular case has two legs, an extremely long tail, and I think flies by magic.
Probably. Maybe it doesn't even fly.
It's kind of like Chinese dragon style. Where those ones, they do fly,
like it,
and they just kind of have
to
legs.
I'm actually seeing this. Like, I think of worms as being that, but instead of legs, they've got wings, and none of their appendages.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right?
So I think already, we're already off to a bad start. And then we've got a proper dragon, which is quadrupedal, but also has wings. And that's a completely alien life form that doesn't exist anywhere on Earth, as far as I understand. Except possibly a dragonfly that's lost some legs. Tragically.
A dragonfly that's lost some legs?
Cool.
Yes.
Back in the war.
Fair enough.
He's
got some battle scars, dude.
There. I mean, most creatures on Earth are, you know, four limbs if they're part of a vertebrate species, right? Or six, eight, or a shitload of limbs if they're not. And I don't know of any winged species that also has four legs. Never mind the fact that, like, if you really get into the biomechanics of a dragon, it's going to have a lot of issues trying to take all of the weight of that kind of a creature off of where the wings are mounted. And if you're also going to have joints available to power, like, pectoral and like, trapezius muscles. So, like, it's really weird to then shoot wings through what would be your trapezius and try to anchor them on a second set of shoulder blades. But that's not really how, like, wings work for most winged creatures. So my whole point is, I both overthink this and underthink this as a rule.
I feel like that was, like, a weird anatomy flex that just happened there, because you said a lot of words that I don't know, and like, I now feel lesser, is all I'm saying.
So I want to say the thing here, and the important thing to remember, is that I like dragons. I have, however, had to move away from the scene because other people like dragons way more.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the energy to participate in that.
Yeah.
How do you mean? How do you mean the energy to participate? Like, what do you mean?
Like the discourse we're having right now is exhausting.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Carry on.
The next step of this is actually arguing, because I'm looking at the second picture, and I think Kendrick and I may have some of the same qualms and probably different ones, because I'm looking at the second picture, and it's got basically the same kind of thing, except off of Wyvern, there's an offshoot for Cockatrice, which in my experience with Cockatrice in mythology is not a fucking dragon. Nowhere close.
It's like a bird lizard.
Yeah, it's like more of a dragon than a griffin is, and they both technically have four legs and wings, right?
I don't even get where that what do you mean more dragon than a wyvern? A wyvern's not even close to a dragon.
No, I said more dragon than a griffin.
Than a griffin, like, yeah, sorry.
I
see that, but the point still stands. What?
I always think of a cockatrice being a chicken with a snake for a tail.
Yeah, that, and it'll turn you to stone.
Yeah, it's got a snake for a tail.
Yeah.
I really can't highlight that enough. Yeah.
Well, the cockatrice is like the thing that basically, like, you know, turns you to stone, right? Yeah. And it's not a snake for a tail as much. That's a chimera, I think you're thinking of. The snake
chimera
for the tail, it's like
an additional creature, doesn't it?
The chimera is like four creatures at one, but a cockatrice has like is like half lizard, half bird.
So it has a snakey tail.
Sorry. It's just not, like, another head is what I meant. Like,
And that's my thing. This is where, obviously, I have my own stuff, because I thought it had a snake for a tail.
Well, yeah, so typically that's a chimera.
But again, all of this is nonsensical, because you can make up your own version of a cockatrice. Oh, actually, some of them do have a snake for a tail.
Can't.
But you can make up your own version if you make your own universe, is what I'm saying. Like,
I guess you can, but there's these weird little clarifications and these classifications, right?
And that's why the second picture comes in. Because apparently there is a... Well, it looks like I'm actually seeing the original picture that doesn't have the extended pieces we were looking at, like a circle, and then someone added shit.
Yeah.
So if you look at the... There's a wyvern, and then on here is one that I had to think about, because I don't think I've ever seen it. An amphitheater?
I thought legitimately that it said amphitheater. And I can't get that out of my eyes.
I would be concerned if an amphitheater started attacking me.
So I think where we said last time, right? Like, a worm is like... Well, so they have a worm and a lindworm. But a worm, in my mind, is like the worm that they have. And an amphitheater is a flying worm, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what they have as an amphitheater is what I usually think of as a worm. And then they have a worm, which is more like a snaky boy that looks like he can fuck you up. And a lindworm, which is like a worm, but...
With legs.
Just
four legs.
Pair of legs.
Two front.
And then in my whole D&D tenure, I've never in my life heard of a lung dragon.
I've never heard of that either.
I'm not sure where
that
comes from.
That feels to me like a Central Asian kind of thing. Like I don't know. Then a drake, a large, scary...
Actually, so thing. You know what it looks like is that actually looks more like the classical Chinese dragon style. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be, more Asian-based.
So then we go backwards on this line to the worm, because I got carried away there. The offshoots of the worm are the Quetzalcoatl. I don't know what to do with that taxonomy.
That's right. That's like the Mexican.
It's a Mexican like
swarm
thunder
god.
Aztec thunder snake god. Yes. I never really considered it a dragon, but I think I'll give it a pass.
Sure. And then a sea serpent. Which to me mostly feels like lazy art, just looking at this.
they just copy-pasted it. Actually, looking at Quetzalcoatl, they both look the same, with just a little bit of an art variation.
Guys, they're all just worms with stuff added and then lines erased.
Yeah, their faces are the same on every picture.
If you look at it here, I think that this is also a derivative work someone took and then added. So all the stuff outside the central circle there, I believe, is derivative. So, like, they added other shit to it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Then we've got the lindworm spinoff, which is a salamander, shown here as being eight-legged.
Well, I think that's meant to imply multiple sets of legs, but yes, it is exactly eight-legged here.
Yeah, which I've never seen, like, an eight-legged variant. I've never seen this salamander before. This is kind of like a Bahir.
Like, D&D has a monster called a Bahir that lives in caves and crawls around on walls and looks almost exactly like this salamander. But these are like the... I think you were about to say this. Salamanders are like fire lizards.
Yeah.
Usually.
Usually not that big either. I mean, they're bigger than... Everything's big because it's scary. But they're not like dragon huge. They're more like dog-sized, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It depends, because sometimes...
It depends.
Sometimes the salamanders are like... can be really big monster dragons. I usually think of them... Well, lately I think of them in the context of Breath of the Wild, because the mountain, the volcano robot thing from Breath of the Wild is based off of the salamander.
Aren't there salamanders in Legend of Zelda elsewhere?
I'm trying to think of them.
I think sometimes, like, the salamander gets put into, like, a fire gecko. Like, those get crossed over with names.
Or, like, a fire salamander. Because that's a thing.
But what I'm saying is, like, visually what a gecko looks like gets swapped with, the name salamander, and then it shoots fire at its mouth for no reason.
We also have those things that are, like, a lindworm with just two big old legs that they walk around on. Yeah. And they blow fire at you.
And they just shimmy at you.
Back. Yeah, they shimmy.
Yeah.
When they spin around, you slash your tail.
Yeah. So then we got the lung dragon, which is just a long drake.
To me, it looks like a luck dragon. That's what I was thinking it was.
Like a Chinese luck dragon.
Yeah. And I wonder if, like, lung and luck are supposed to be, like, words that are similar when translated different ways.
I'm wondering if it's actually Chinese.
Could see. I mean, so lung.
Lung, yeah.
Lung. My Chinese is bad. But then we've got a drake, who looks like a... This picture makes him look like he'd be a fun little boy.
Like he's a little horse.
He's a fun little guy. And then they split that one out. And sorry, go ahead.
So, actually, I kind of wanted to segue in that, because speaking of horse, they have one of the options that segues off of that is the Kirin, or the Kirin. K-I-R-I-N.
Kirin, yeah.
I'm familiar with the Japanese Kirin, which is a beer.
It's
a beer with a horse on it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the Kirin is a Monster Hunter monster, too. There's a Kirin in Monster Hunter, and it's basically a storm horse.
It is it's a mythological figure. Actually, Kendrick, it was the boss that we had so much frickin' trouble with in Kid Dracula. The little fire horse guy?
Oh, fuck.
That's
really?
A Kirin. That's what a Kirin is.
Oh, shit.
Which is...
Oh, you did that deep dive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I started looking at what the boss names were, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I actually called it out in the episode. You can post that here. We can watch it together. But, Sameless Ship.
Send me that, because I do not remember which episode
cool,
it was.
Cool, will do. The Kirin shows up in a lot of stuff. It's actually it's one of the Espers in Final Fantasy VI. Like, it is, as Kyle said, it's a storm horse. It is an actual, like, mythological creature.
I was definitely going to segue to Final Fantasy in a second here after we're done, because there's some things I need to say.
That's necessary, because I actually wanted to do that as well. That's part of why this whole thing
Hooray! The weird part is, why is it on the list of dragons?
I could see it, I guess, but, like,
I think the main problem is that the translation from a lot of Asian cultures into, at least European, was dragons were big beastie things, so all big beastie things are dragons. Mm.
There be
But Hydra's the best, we can all agree on that, right?
Yeah. But then there's a Hydra.
I got no argument.
Definitely, I mean, like...
It's like a multi-drake.
Yep, except that I think they're usually a little more aquatic, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen it both ways. Like, the Greek Hydra is not super aquatic, is it?
I thought the whole point was it was living in a swamp or something, didn't it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
In the original,
let's move on to dragons.
The original story of Jason and the Argonauts, it was a swamp where Jason had to defeat the first Hydra to retrieve the Golden Fleece. I think the Hercules version also had it in a swamp, but that varies depending on basically who's telling the story. Sometimes it's
basically
a flatland, sometimes it's Hercules. It depends also on, like, sometimes it's a forest, sometimes it's a jungle, most times it's a swamp, so that one can kind of be dependent.
All my Hydras are from Magic the Gathering, and they're all usually green, so I just always associate them with, like, forests and giant dragons and forests and stuff. Swamp.
Yeah, if you get into...
And then we have dragons.
And there's a dragon.
And then there's, like, fey dragons, which are basically little fairy dragons.
That's what I wanted to land on, because dragon, we were talking about, quadrupedal wings, inexplicable anatomy, etc. And then for some reason they have the offshoot, which is Fae. And I have never in my entire life of studying vaguely, half-assedly, and mythology and reading fantasy heard of a Fae as a tiny four-legged dragon.
I think that's like a subtype. I feel like it's supposed to be a Fae dragon because that's a really common thing I've seen in a lot of things that I've experienced.
How have we both had such different experiences?
Well, like, I've seen Fae dragons in Marvel. Like, Lockheed is a Fae dragon. And there's one reference, and then you have like a lot of Fae dragons in Magic the Gathering. So D&D has Fae dragons too, but they're not as prominent because Fae dragons are kind of stupid monsters to fight because they're little baby dragons. It's like killing a child, but a child that can like spit dust in your face and stuff. Yeah. Sometimes they're like pixie dragons. They're called, but I don't know. They're around. They're around.
It just seems weird to me to put Fae on there because like the Fae usually refers to like the fairy folk, the others,
the changelings, and such.
I don't like this diagram because it's misleading like that. But yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not talking about Fae, and I think they're trying to. It's like one of those like knowledge jumps. They're like, oh, you mean Fae dragon, right? And you're like, no, you just put Fae though. You didn't put the full instruction there. Like,
yeah I suppose. That's
what I was gonna say.
They did put lung dragon and not just lung.
Yeah, that's true, too. I guess you're right.
Although that's in the original diagram and not in the derivative one.
Yeah. Anyway.
And just to
What I was going to get to, though, is you were talking about earlier, like, you can't... We were talking about cocktraces, and you're like, you know, like, it, blah, 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 cocktrace has a snake tail, and I was like, oh, I thought it was a lizard tail, but the, like, you can make up your own names if you make up your own universe. I feel like Final Fantasy leaned into that really hard, because... They like the only thing that I've seen similar to something that actually makes sense is the goblin, and like a goblin is pretty straightforward in Final Fantasy, but everything else has fucking wacky ass names.
Oh yeah, well, because Final Fantasy is, as you said, Kyle, very liberal with their application of just taking like a mythological name and just kind of sticking it on a thing. They did that with a lot of stuff in the early games.
And sometimes it's appropriate, and sometimes it really ain't, and I think that's often a translation issue.
Yeah. And sometimes, too, it has to do with, like, you know that scene from Grandma's Boy where they're, like, talking about elves on level 6 look like the elves on level 8? Because they just reuse the same, like, you know, pixel art or whatever.
It's a palette swap.
I feel like Final Fantasy does that a lot, right? Like, palette swaps, and then they're like, oh, this is a kobold, but when you have to fight it when it's a higher level, it's a goblin, and then higher than that, it's a bugbear. And it's
oh,
like,
absolutely.
You know, it's the same thing, so it gets really convoluted, I think, there, because they start to fuck everything that is there. We're just going to make up our own shit.
Right, right. Well, with that, for the first Final Fantasy, when they started doing that, a lot of that was to actually save on memory space, because it's a lot easier to have just the same character models and do a palette swap and call them something different and change the attributes of that than creating an entirely new character.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I just love that they stuck with it, even though memory's not like an issue anymore.
Right?
Because it's so like ingrained
into that trope, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like in, I just think of Final Fantasy Tactics, where you've got like your palette swap goblins, and there's goblin, there's black goblin, and then it was like, what was that third one? It's like Gaga Balloon or something like that.
they're weird names. It's just someone fucking around.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell was that?
I'm gonna have to look it up now because that game has a whole lot of those weird ass names that are like, what exactly were you thinking here?
I feel like that's like kind of the like fruitless thing of it all. Back to your point earlier, Kendrick, is like to be a dragon scholar is to understand that there's no such thing, right? Like to be a cryptozoological individual is to understand that everybody refers to everything differently, and you're trying to go with like dichotomous keys of identification that identify a thing, and then you just see what everyone calls it.
Well, and it's the whole prescriptive versus descriptive languages and all that shit. Like, your goal is going to be playing catch up, and Joe is 100% right. You've got the goblin, you've got black goblin. I don't like how they keep saying
black.
Oh,
it's saying black.
And then you've got the gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook, like, that's what it is.
Which is somehow the hardest, like, the strongest, but like, I don't think I would be intimidated by a gobbledygook.
You will fight the mighty gobbledygook! And I'm like, what? But
depends on you know what? Another game that also does that is Dragon Quest. Like,
oh yeah,
the exact same. Mm,
yeah. So I actually even remember now the source of the argument. I was talking to somebody about The Hobbit.
I'm sorry.
Because Smaug.
You mean Smog?
Smaug.
You mean Smog?
Smaug. Smug.
You mean the fart dragon?
Fart dragon. As apparently, as listed by J.R.R. Tolkien, was a fire drake from the north. But if you go off this listing, he was like more of a wyvern, because he only had... He had bipedal legs, and his claws were primarily wings. But if like, but there in their world, that's what a drake is, and that is where the argument suddenly like canon just out of my hand, and everybody else that I was talking to got like really into it. It was like
weapons were produced.
Yeah, it's like I don't like, care enough. It's J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm not going to argue with him on mythology. Since you made like, most of it, but
yeah, for sure.
At least like there's another one I thought was fantasy. Like, is basically where Warhammer and World of Warcraft and those like those universes stem from. So I'm not gonna argue with mm-hmm. that. But like, yeah, apparently this is and again we're doing it too. I'm arguing it's like I don't think cockatrice belongs in this at all because I don't think it even qualifies. Chiron is questionable, but that's just because I don't know enough about it to whether it's actually, like, a dragon type. I can see the argument, but then I have the same thing for cockatrice that I wouldn't hold, so I don't know. It's fucking weird. Call them what you want. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna have a drink.
There was, like, a really confusing thing that happened in Magic the Gathering versus other types of lore with demons and devils. And so, like, demons in D&D are traditionally the ones that you make deals with, right? Like a deal with the demon, you like, and it's kind of actually think backwards than most of like, no, maybe one of them is backwards, but anyway, and devils are like the kind of cheeky trickster, it's the opposite. You make deals with devils in D&D, and demons are just the like beat stick terrible
monsters.
Dark things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And in a lot of other lore, like it's flipped, especially Magic, because in Magic it's the complete opposite. You make demon packs, and then devils are just like these trickster imp things that go around fucking shit up, and so it's like. You just kind of raise your hands at that point. You're like, okay, so, like, what the fuck's going on?
Have you ever, like, run down the etymology of those words? Like, the actual history of, like, the word demon or versus devil? It's always, like, really disappointing. Like it never gives you, like, a solid, like, well, these were clearly the blah, 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 blah. Those were clearly blah, 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 blah. And it's always like, oh, yeah, it all came from the word, like, blick, which came to mean all the different things.
Stuck a blick!
Based off of where you went. Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah. Like, well, like, I mean, here, devil comes from Teufel, which is a German word for devil, which we became the, any kind of the tiefling, Teufel, all of those things come from devil. Diablo
hence,
is
tiefling.
The Spanish one. Yeah.
Yeah, Diablo.
Teufel, all of those come from the same root word for that, which comes from Diabolos, which means the devil Satan, which meant the accuser slanderer, so you can kind of see where that becomes potentially trickster and, like, tricky liar person to lie or to attack, and it comes like all the way back, and so it's bifurcated from the very beginning as to what it means. And then like demon comes from evil spirit, which comes from the Latin demon, which became from the Greek daimon, which meant, like, we're not even really sure what it means, but it definitely meant some bad stuff. But it was a destructive or hideous person, or a god of heathen, or a heathen idol, or an unclean spirit. So, like, all of those things over the last 2,000 years have drifted as to what exactly they mean. And, like, even the word monster, which we think of right now, the etymology is kind of messed up. If you look at it, I want to make sure I say it right, because it's I don't want to say it wrong. But monster from the 14th century meant malformed animal or human, creature afflicted with a birth defect.
Yeah, something monstrous.
So, yeah, it was, like, basically somebody who looked weird.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because we had, like, a long conversation, me and our buddy Dalton, about, like, monster movies versus creature features in our other podcast, and it was, like, kind of interesting to hear where we were both coming from, and, like, you know, a creature feature is like, you know, an animal gone crazy, like a crazy alligator or Jaws, and then a monster movie is like Mummy and the Frankenstein, but it can be like, it's such a fine line between...
Oh, that is definitely fine.
Between really what considers which... It's one of our podcasts you can go listen to.
Shameless.
It's linked here. As we're just cross.
We are shamelessly self-plugging our shit, as we do.
Well, I mean,
the self-plug-isode. No, don't use that.
Not doing that. Definitely not calling anything close to what sounds like that.
Not appropriate.
So, do we want to end this conversation here, or do you want to keep going?
Well, I should probably wrap it up, but we're just going to... I'm going to go on forever about how monstrous can also mean portentous or divine.
Yeah. Which is confusing in its own right.
Yeah. All right, everybody, like, comment, and subscribe. If you want to hear more about dragons, let us know.
Yeah.
Well, please, for the love of God, engage. Drive engagement, please.
Engage. Engage, Cage.
Bye.
Bye.